What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Blockhash Podcast. Before we jump into our episode, I have a quick message from our sponsor, Nitro Betting. Nitro Betting is a top Bitcoin and crypto betting site that allows you to place bets in casino games, sports books, races.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Gaming, you name it. It's your money. You should be able to have fun with it too, outside of traditional investing. So check out all the action at nitrobetting.eu. All links are in the description below. Enjoy the episode, guys. We'll hear more from Nitro Betting soon. What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Blockhash, exploring the blockchain, episode 357. Today with D. Fisher. He is the founder and lead dev for the Alien Seahorse Army, a platform, NFT collection, a whole bunch of all-in-one things that he is working on here today on the podcast to tell us more about what he's doing in particular. This should be very interesting and very fascinating. D, welcome to the show, man. Happy to have you here.
Thank you. It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well. Before we jump in, tell us a bit more about yourself. I'm sure people will be very curious to know who is D. Fisher? What have you done so far in the past? Do you have a past in the Web3 space? Did you do something aside from that before? What's kind of your story?
So I'm a lead software developer, and I have been a software developer for more than 10 years. I was also into crypto more than 10 years ago as well. So I kind of knew what Bitcoin was before anyone had ever heard of it. So I've been around for a while with regards to kind of blockchain tech, and it's always something I wanted to get into. And finally, yeah, here I am kind of trying to get into it.
Very cool. What was your entry point? Like, did you buy a little bit of Bitcoin or Ethereum and invest in it? Or how did you kind of get excited about wanting to be in this space?
Yeah, so I've got a bit of a sob story, actually. I used to own a lot of Bitcoin in 2010, nice. A lot. And I obviously, who'd have known that it would kind of explode to this level. So yeah, I ended up selling them over time, unfortunately. But I'm sure there are lots of people that have similar stories that have been in the game for a while. But yeah, I used to trade them and just was really interested in them. Yeah, mainly trading them.
Very cool. Yeah, I used to as well. I had a lot for a long period of time, and then I had to sell them too. I got to sell high and buy low.
Yeah.
Tell me more. I'm going to pull it up on the screen here so people can see it, about the Alien Seahorse Army, what this collection is all about, what the platform is all about, and what you guys are trying to accomplish.
Cool. So yeah, so the Alien Seahorse Army NFT collection is a collection of 10,000 NFTs that sit on the Ethereum blockchain. And their utility is that they give you access to a pro NFT platform called Tokello. So they are actually two separate projects, but obviously they're being carried out and implemented by the same team. And yeah, the best way to see the Alien Seahorse Army NFT collection is to see it as early bird access, a bit like a crowdfunding campaign for the Tokello platform, which is still under development. However, quite a few of the tools that will be used on the Tokello platform have already been developed, and those tools are being used on the Alien Seahorse Army access list. So when you join us, when you join the whitelist, when you get onto the whitelist, you'll actually be using Tokello tools which provide incentives, and in return of for kind of engaging and sharing, etc., you receive points. And if you get enough points, you get onto the whitelist. And if you get enough points, then you will also get a free NFT. So yeah, that's one of the first Tokello tools. It's the onboarding tool that provides incentives. However, it's currently being used on the Alien Seals Army website.
So is that going to be able to be applied to other potential NFT launches in the future as well, not just this one?
Yeah, so that's exactly the idea. So the Tokello platform will continue building these tools, continue building access tools and many other tools, and it will offer them to other NFT creators. And, you know, similar to the Alien Seals Army NFT collection. And it will also offer a range of other tools. So it will try and create an ecosystem that offers tools to create your NFT collection, tools to create the smart contracts, tools to then mint, so to then sell your NFTs, but then also to create offer the tools that allow you to grow your community. And then all of the data that comes from all of that will then get offered to NFT collectors and traders. So that's what I mean when I say an ecosystem, is that the data is kind of the core, and everyone that's kind of in the NFT industry can then either access that data or create their own NFT collections and so on.
Yeah, what do some of these tools look like? I noticed that it mentions lightning fast auto minting tools, analytics, discovery. What do some of those kind of look like with the platform if you're an NFT creator and maybe you want to launch here at some point?
So they kind of look, well, so some of the tools that you can see on the left there, those are, it's quite hard to see because they're at an angle like that, but the one on the bottom left, that's the auto minting tool. And yeah, as I say, it's quite skewed, but you can imagine it's a tool that allows you to find go to the contract page for an NFT collection. So when I say the contract page, I mean Etherscan, for example, and you input information that you find on that page, and then when the time comes for mint, when they change the status from, you know, not minting to minting, then the tool will pick up on that and it will automatically mint for you. So that's an example of one of the tools. But yeah, the aim is to kind of be an all-encompassing ecosystem that offers kind of every useful tool that kind of anyone that's in the industry would want. And the main aim by creating this ecosystem is to enforce trust. So one of the, obviously a big issue with the NFT industry at the moment is that, you know, a lot of people, even people that are kind of quite into crypto, a lot of people don't trust, you know, the NFT industry, unfortunately. There are a small niche, you know, that do trade them and do trust it because they're savvy and they know how to trust and how to work out who they can trust and who they can't. But there's not really an ecosystem out there where you know that you can just go and you don't have to worry that someone's going to rug pull you or scam you. So that would be the main aim, is to, yeah, try and enforce trust. And the way that we do that would be to create kind of verification tools that allow us to kind of work out that, oh, okay, this NFT creator is actually, you know, a genuine NFT creator. You know, for example, this isn't set in stone, but one verification feature could be that they have to sign in with their LinkedIn on the platform. And then we could use either AI or algorithms to kind of check out their LinkedIn and kind of say, like, you know, is this a genuine LinkedIn account? Have they just created it a few days ago, or has it been around for years, et cetera, et cetera. So yeah, multiple tools to try and instill some trust back into the NFT industry.
Got it. Yeah, I know some of those things are probably, you know, really important to have. I've minted a lot of NFTs too, and, you know, being able to trust the platforms and trust where you're minting is a very crucial step, I think, for a lot of creators. On top of, you know, the breadth of tools that you have at your disposal, as well as access to low fees, Is this all being done on top of Ethereum's blockchain, or can you do it on top of Polygon or Avalanche or Solana, or what's the base chain to be doing this on your platform?
So yeah, so initially it will be Ethereum, and I think a few other projects do it this way. They start off with Ethereum and then they kind of branch out. Once they kind of feel that they've done well with the Ethereum chain, they'll kind of branch out and start using other chains. So yeah, initially Ethereum, and then yeah, because you know, as you're implying, there are multiple other kind of NFT chains that are being used for NFTs, and you know. Obviously, we want to be able to provide these tools and try and instill that trust to kind of all NFTs, not just Ethereum-based ones.
Got it. What about tools for things like batch minting, or maybe batch minting an entire collection, maybe being able to batch mint with certain traits? Like, do you have any advanced features in the way of that for creators that they can take advantage of?
Yeah, so everything like that we would want to try and implement. One thing that we will do over time is constantly be researching, and you know, we want to get some good analysts on board who fully understand the industry, fully understand what other tools are being used out there, and then you know, continuously be on the lookout, but then also can be continuously innovating, you know, on our own accord. And yeah, it, you know, that sounds like a great tool, a really useful tool. And, you know, things like that we hear online or via our competitors, or whether, you know, we come up with it ourselves. Yeah, we would constantly want to be adding tools like that to make it as smooth a process as possible for the traders. Because as you said, you've done some trading before, and it's not easy to come out on top every time.
Absolutely. There's a lot that goes into it that most people aren't aware of. What are some features that you guys are working on releasing on your roadmap? I'm looking at the Tekelo NFT platform roadmap here on the website. I know it's very early stage, but what are some things you want to do here in 2023 and going into next year?
Yeah, so the first one, so as you can see, those ticks there show the ones that we've already created, and So that's the one, as I said, so the auto-minting tool's not being used yet, but the reward points dashboard is what I was trying to kind of explain before, where, yeah, you receive points. So people that join the Alien Seals Army will receive points in return for engaging with our Twitter or our Discord, etc. And then moving forwards, we then want to try and, to balance things out, we then want to prioritize on the collector side of things, and start offering up those discovery tools and those analytics tools to collectors and traders, so that then they can start, you know, that will be the kind of the beginnings of the ecosystem, where, you know, you've got both sides of the coin then. You've got the creators who are creating their own NFT collections, and then you've got the collectors and the traders who are discovering them and analyzing them and working out whether they're a good, you know, fit for them. One good thing about this ecosystem as well is it helps collectors and traders get an understanding of how well a collection is doing before the mint. There are a lot of tools that help you work out what's going on after they've minted, but these provide tools that help you understand how well their community's growing and what the quality of each of the members in that community is, and so on. And then some of the other tools will then be, you know, tools like wallet tools. And we also want to kind of implement tools that allow for automated ads and things like that, automated promotions for the creators. And then, as you pointed out, you know, any other great tools that we come up with or we hear about that we feel that we can improve on, that would really help any trader, you know, improve their, well, to make more profit.
What about like a collaboration type of ordeal? Like TikTok, for example, has a place for creators where they can connect with actual brands and actual companies that might want to work with them and leverage their audience or their viewership, or you know, get access to the people that follow them to promote their products, their services, their overall brand, whatever it may be. Could you do something similar here, where maybe you could have NFT creators showcasing, and then maybe companies can connect with them specifically through a portal on the platform to maybe work with them on a particular project or to develop out a particular NFT collection? I think that'd be a really cool feature. I don't think I've seen that anywhere yet.
Yeah, it sounds like a really great tool and a really good idea. And so we do have some kind of collab management dashboard ideas that we will want to implement. And yeah, we'll definitely add what you just said to the mix. And yeah, so, you know, in the NFT world, collabs are really powerful, and it, you know, it's a great way to promote your collection. And it's, you know, for some creators, it's their main kind of growth technique to just kind of go and try and find other similar creators out there, other similar collections out there, and create these collabs. So yeah, that's definitely something that we would want to kind of streamline that process, because it can be a very slow process if you're just doing it manually and going and finding these.
Hey guys, quick message from our sponsor, Nitro Betting. Nitro Betting takes your desire for anonymity seriously and allows you to play without the need to worry about identity checks and personal information. It's a betting site, not an investment site, so you should be able to just have fun. As a top trusted Bitcoin betting site, Nitro Betting truly has got your back. Now, back to the episode, guys.
Creators and collections just through Twitter. I think what a lot of people do is they go through Twitter and search and then find them, then message them, and which is a great way of doing it. But if we can streamline that and really amplify it and then scale it up, obviously that would be a really powerful tool. So yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I think that'd be something that's really appealing to a lot of creators, because it doesn't really exist. Like if I go to OpenSea or Super Rare or Nifty Gateway, there's a lot of tools to build NFTs, but there's not a whole lot there in terms of collaboration and working with a brand, working with a company, working with another creator, which I think is something that's missing to build an ecosystem that pushes out better content and better NFT content too. So I think that'd be like a really cool addition at some point. Tell me about the Alien Seahorse Army. What inspired that? And is it comparable to the standard NFT collections you see out there, or does it have any unique aspects to it?
So, yeah, so the idea to go for seahorses initially was because we wanted to, back then the kind of avatar trend was still, you know, really, well, was still a trend and was, you know, really popular. And it is now, but it's you know, it's been done a lot. But so back then it was kind of, what kind of avatar animal hasn't been used yet? And yeah, kind of did a bit of research and found out that at the time there hadn't been any seahorse ones. And then the alien aspect is just to give it that spin, that kind of quite odd, a bit of a strange spin. That, you know, makes it a bit more interesting if it's a bit strange and unique. And then the obviously the sci-fi aspect, you know, most people that are into their NFTs like their sci-fi as well. So that was a no-brainer.
Gotcha. One more question before we start wrapping up. Kind of want to get your thoughts on NFTs, since you're kind of, you know, in a way helping pioneer some of it, especially platforms and tools and analytics, and, you know, your take on it is just as important as anybody else's. So I'm curious, you know, where you think NFTs are going in terms of what NFT 2.0 will look like at some point. I think we're starting to see a little bit of that in terms of utility being attached to them. But, you know, just curious, you know, what direction maybe you see it taking and how you see that shaping up and evolving as we go into the next few years.
Yeah, so it's a good question. And yeah, so I've been reading a bit recently about, you know, just because we're kind of on a bit of a downtrend, and I personally believe we're just about to come out of the bear market. But there's quite a few articles at the moment that are saying, you know, oh, NFT sales has dropped a lot, etc. I think that's totally expected towards the end of a, you know, a bear market. And one thing I know from having been in the kind of kind of crypto community for so many years is that this pattern of, you know, like during a bull market, loads of growth, then you get the crash, then you get loads of volatility, and then you get this kind of time where we're in now where it kind of everything plateaus out, and it's kind of like, you know, there's not as much volatility as there was, you know, a few months ago. You'd always get a lot, you'll always get volatility in the crypto markets, but it's plateauing out a bit. And then it just slowly starts to just build that, you know, back into that bull market again. So I think once we get there, back to there, I think it will be great, because a lot of NFTs now, it's all about the utility. And unless you have some really valuable utility now, you know, those projects that just kind of just did well just off of the hype, they're going to really struggle to do as well now, which is great because it pushes that innovation and it pushes that the development. It forces people to think, you know, how can these NFTs actually solve a problem? And, you know, that's obviously what we're trying to do with the Alien Sea Horse Army project and the Tokello NFT platform, is try and solve a problem, try and instill that trust into the industry. But yeah, I think hopefully over time, you know, based on our personal, you know, aim as well, is to get to that point where there is more trust. You know, there are platforms that kind of try and enforce that trust, and then, you know, then they'll become a lot more mainstream. I know music is a big one at the moment, and I think that will increase with regards to, you know, artists selling their music on as NFTs. But I think also it will kind of branch out with regards to, you know, IP, you know, intellectual property and things like that, and ways of, you know, protecting your, you know, even your 3D models and that type of thing online. And, you know, many other actually quite useful uses. But we need to get to that point where, you know, they're a bit more trusted, and that kind of, you know, a lot of people do relate the kind of term NFT to scammers, unfortunately. So we just need to get past that barrier first.
Yeah, I think that's critical to get past, and adding more value and utility to what these are, not just, you know, JPEGs and funny pictures and art. I think it needs to go a step further, but I think we're getting there. And I think for music artists and video creators and Hollywood, even adult film content creators and influencers, you know, just broadly, brand awareness and brand applications for businesses, there's a lot of things that can be done with it. So I'm definitely very optimistic about the industry, because it's very nascent, just like the rest of crypto. And I think it'll find traction in its own way at some point. So it's cool to see what you guys are doing and pioneering, and excited to see how your platform, Tokello, pans out as well, in terms of becoming a full-fledged platform for NFT creators to collaborate and create and design and, you know, launch their NFT collections. Where can people go if they, I know they can go to the website, but do you guys have social media? Do you have a community? Where would you want to direct people if they want to learn a bit more about it? They want to participate, or they want to maybe join the crowd?
Yeah, so I would say the Alien Sea Horse Army kind of homepage. And then from there, you can get through to either the Twitter or the Discord. We also have an Instagram. We're not using that as much, but there's an Instagram as well. And then from there, you can also access the kind of access list onboarding tool, which will allow you to join, and then also will allow you to get onto the whitelist. And again, as I said, that's a Tokello tool. And then through that process, you'll read up a lot about Tokello and hear a lot about Tokello from that main website and on the Discord as well.
Awesome. What if someone wants to become a creator, or is it best for them to wait and just be a part of the community, or is there a place they can go to sign up, maybe join a wait list? What's the process look like if I'm an NFT creator and I want to use the platform?
Yeah, so to join the Alien Sea Horse Army access list, then get onto the whitelist. You get your NFTs, and then when we launch, you'll be like a premium, you know, special early bird member forever. So it's not like you only get the tools for a few months. You literally have access to Tekello for, for forever. And then whereas other people who are not Alien Seals Army holders, they will have to pay a monthly fee. So, that's another benefit of getting Alien Seals Army NFTs, is that it does give you unlimited access, one-off fee, let's call it. And it could save you, compared to the kind of the premium like access fees, it could be saving you, thousands of dollars a year, basically. So yeah, I'd say join the Alien Seals Army, get involved, and then you'll be the first to know everything with regards to features and access, and you'll be able to get your creative on the platform.
Awesome. We'll be sure to put all the links in the description for the episode so people can check out the Alien Seahorse Army, they can check out Tekello, and they can stay up to date, join the wait list. Is there anywhere people can follow you as well if they want to maybe connect, maybe they want to work together? Is there an email or a LinkedIn or a place to find you?
Yeah, so again, on the Alien Seahorse Army website, towards the bottom, there's the kind of team section. And in that team section, I'm down there. So you can, there's a link to my LinkedIn, and there's also a link to my Twitter handle down there.
Awesome. Perfect. Dee, thanks for taking the time to come on the show today. Really appreciate it. And for sharing more about what you're working on. I think it's very fascinating and very cool. And I'm excited to try it out myself at some point here soon. So maybe I'll join the wait list too. Cool. Thanks, man, for sharing. Really appreciate the time.
Cool. Thanks very much, Brandon. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Take care. We'll talk soon. Hey guys, final message from our sponsor, Nitro Betting. Nitro Betting gives you so many options to bet, wager, and play. With the deep sports book from NFL to NBA to NHL, MLB, MMA, motorsports, poker, blackjack, esports, Rocket League, Call of Duty, there's plenty of diversity and choice. So go to nitrobetting.eu to experience everything they have to offer. All links are in the description for the episode, guys. See you on the next episode.